many of us have been to a BYO restaurant, a restaurant that doesn't have a liquor license, where you might bring your own bottle of wine. But up until July 1st, that has been illegal at a restaurant that has had a liquor license. So if you wanted to celebrate a special occasion, like an anniversary or a birthday party with a special bottle of wine, many restaurants would accommodate you, but they feared risking losing their liquor license. As of July 1, they can apply to the local liquor board to get a permit to be able to do it. The restaurant doesn't have to do it, and they can choose to set whatever fee and policy they would like to set.
So this wasn't an across-the-board, I guess, kind of law that you just mentioned, that each individual restaurant may have a different policy.
That's right. We wanted to empower the restaurant to make the best decision that was in the restaurant owner's best interest. So if they want to offer a marketing promo, say a corkage-free Monday, they can choose to do that. If they want to charge $25 for a bottle, they can choose to do that too. And again, they're not required to offer it.
So if I am, like you said, if you're out with your family, you know you're going to go to a restaurant and there's a bottle of wine you've had in your wine cellar and you bring it in, how does it work?
Well, typically what we encourage people to do is to call the restaurant in advance and say, I'm celebrating a special occasion or something like that, and I have this special bottle of wine, I want to make sure that's okay with you. The restaurant typically would be able to say, well, we either don't allow it or we do, and it's X dollars per bottle. And it's very courteous and, in fact, actually part of the law that the bottle of wine not be something that the restaurant currently is selling. So it's good practice to say, this is the bottle I'd like to bring in. Do you have that on your wine list? Restaurant says, no. They say, sure, bring it in. This is what we do.
Adam, why was this important to have this law in Maryland?
Well, it's something that Maryland restaurants haven't been able to advertise because, again, it has been illegal. And so for people that are celebrating special occasions, they regularly go to other places like Pennsylvania, Maryland, or Virginia, D.C. or Virginia, all of which have legal corkage. So if you're going out and looking for a special occasion, we were encouraging Maryland citizens to not spend their dollars in Maryland. So people decide that they really wanted to change this, especially some of the restaurants where they felt like they were losing some of that business. And it's also something that can really encourage the local restaurant to be able to offer an additional dining opportunity when they might not offer it if, for example, they say, well, it's $5 corkage on Mondays to get people to come on out on Monday instead of eating at home.
Is this more for the wine connoisseurs, would you think, Adam, or just anybody, any regular customer might have been requesting this in the past?
Well, I see it really as two opportunities. The first is the special occasion diner, so a wedding anniversary, a birthday, something like that, or a group of friends getting together for some special reason. The second, I think, is for someone who says, you know, I'm not sure I necessarily want to do the dishes, but I don't want to spend a lot going out. This allows the local restaurant to be able to offer a relatively inexpensive proposition where maybe they charge $5 or $10 for corkage because it's not that important to their wine list. They'd rather have you come in and feel welcome. And so for an everyday meal, you could go in there and only pay $5 or $10 to bring your own bottle of wine, and it's welcomed. So I think it's not just for the wine connoisseur, but I think it's for someone who says, I'm looking for a good meal, but that's convenient and not too terribly priced.
How do you think the response will be come Sunday, and what have you heard from some of the restaurants? Do you think it'll catch on and more will take part?
I think people are starting to ask more and more about it, and I think that's helpful. There's definitely been some apprehension. Are people going to be bringing in bottles of wine that are already on the wine list? How do we know how this is going to work? But the reality is that it's not happening very often. Again, it's typically for special occasions and a little bit, hopefully more frequently, for places that are able to market this as a promotion. So I think come Sunday, it won't be that much of an issue, but I think come Monday, it will start to be more of an issue because that's when more restaurants are open. And people will start asking, and restaurants will start hearing more about it, and hopefully that's a good thing, and people will be experimenting with a little bit more wine.
Adam Borden, the president of Marylanders for Better Beer and Wine Laws. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.